You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw joining us now. Talk about how they've replenished, maybe, the farm system at the trade deadline. Bisayo and Beavers look like their return or their call-up is happening here within the next week. From The Athletic is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Keith Law. Keith, good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Doing all right, Keith. And we'll talk about the new prospects that have been brought in at the trade deadline a couple of weeks back to replenish a farm system that was, at, as you know, was one of the tops in baseball, if not number one for a couple of years. Adley, Gunner, Holiday were all the number one dude throughout scouting services. And Bisayo and Beavers are going to be coming up here in a second, and we'll get to them in a minute. But of all the prospects that Elias brought in, give us a couple that we should really, as Oriole fans, hang our hats on that A, could be contributors at the major league level, or B, could be part of a nice juicy trade if Mike Elias is inclined to do something there in the offseason.
See, I don't think they brought in many of those guys, honestly. I thought they brought back some bulk. Like, this was much more about quantity than it was about quality. We'll see if, you know, maybe they think they've unearthed a hidden gem, or they think that through some development help, which has really not been a strength of the Orioles the last couple of years, maybe they think they can help some of these guys. But I would say, just looking at the complete list of guys they brought back, I think Jaron Watts Brown, who they got for Sir Anthony Dominguez, has a pretty good chance to be a back end starter. He's got to throw more strikes, but he's certainly got this. He's probably got more like mid rotation stuff or better. He's always been able to spin the ball. He's a really good athlete. But strikes have been an issue for him kind of going back to his draft year. And Boston Bateman, the giant 6'8 left-hander who they got from the Padres in the O'Hearn-Laureano deal, he's probably the highest upside of the guys they brought back. 6'8 starters, and God, you guys probably remember Ben McDonald, right? Sometimes it takes a long time for those taller starters to really harness their deliveries and get their mechanics consistent. But his velocity has been really good this year. He's pretty tough to hit. I think there's a lot of deception coming from that arm slot. So he's also got a chance to be, I'd say, kind of a mid-rotation starter type. But there's nobody, I'm not saying they should have, but I don't think they acquired anybody, certainly nobody could be on my top 100 prospects or particularly close to that. It was more about restocking with quantity rather than getting one or two high upside names.
Now, we mentioned Bisayo and Beavers real quick because it looks like, Keith, they're going to be coming up here August 15th, deadline to control rookie status through whatever. And two words we hate on this show, service time, but we don't run the Baltimore Orioles, of course. But Bisayo, Beavers, what do you like? What's to be concerned with as they'll be swinging a bat for the Orioles here probably within the week?
Yeah, and to be clear, I agree with you on the service time stuff, but I would very much keep these guys back until August 15th. Like, the Rockies just called up Kyle Karros. All they had to do was wait a week. I thought it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy to call that guy up when you could just hold him back down in the minors for another week and potentially maintain rookie status and maybe get that extra draft pick in 2 years if the guy finishes high enough in the rookie of the year voting. Beavers, he might be one of the biggest development success stories that the Orioles have had under the Elias regime. I mean, they've had a lot of guys who just came in and were kind of better than we expected right away, but Beavers has actually really made progress. They've helped him with his swing. He had kind of a hitch back when they first drafted him. It took him a couple of years. They've smoothed it out to the point where he's always had some power. He's always been able to run. He's a good athlete. He's always taken his walks, but there's just been more swing and miss than you wanted, I think, because of that hitch. And it looks like he's not only smoothed that out, but brought his swing and miss rate down and his overall strikeout rate down pretty significantly this year, even beyond what guys are typically getting when they move up to AAA. And with Bisaio, you know, sort of argued that they'll do anything but call this guy up, right? They've been signing random catchers out of independent leagues rather than give him an opportunity. Look, it's power. He can really throw. He really knows the strike zone well. He's super young. I don't know if they see him as a catcher. I think the more I talk to other teams, there's people just saying, look, we love the bat. We have no idea where he's going to play ultimately. Is he going to be a catcher with more work? Or do you just say, this guy's such a good hitter, make him a first baseman or DH and just let him hit? But either way, everyone believes in the bat.
Keith Law, The Athletic, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan on this Monday. Let's get back to the draft that was for the Orioles. Ike Irish, first pick, Bodine, Aloy, and then Little Slay, compensatory pick that they got for Brian Baker from the Rays. I've read, Keith, you know more than I do, obviously, some Corbin Carroll comparisons with this kid. So what do you think about their first four picks and how Mike Elias did, at least where he has proven to be pretty adept at drafting some talent?
Yeah, I thought this was pretty good. I think all four of those guys, they ended up taking quite a bit later than where I'd ranked them. So just on that basis alone, if you look at my pre-draft rankings, those were all very good value where they picked those guys. Slater DeBrun, certainly immediate in the second highest bonus. I think he's probably the highest upside of the group. I think the Corbin Carroll comps are a little excessive. Carroll was sort of Carroll's an extreme of a smaller guy who's got exceptional power. DeBrun has never shown quite that kind of power, but he can really hit. And he's pretty strong for his size. He's better than Slade Caldwell, who was another picked almost exactly in the same range a year earlier. Another one of these short outfielders who's really strong for his size. Caldwell doesn't have this kind of power. DeBrun has less power than Carroll. Caldwell has less power than DeBrun. I know several people who thought that was actually their best pick. Irish will be an interesting one because he's a catcher. I think they actually announced him as a catcher, but after he broke one of his collarbones this spring, he moved primarily to right field for Auburn and really took off as a hitter to the point where most of the clubs, I think, that were considering drafting him were saying, we're just going to put this guy in the outfield and let him go hit because the bat is too valuable to leave it behind the plate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Keith, does Elias have enough ammunition, you know, in the minor leagues to replenish what they're going to need to replenish? Get a bat, with the pitching,
a bullpen
pitching. Do they have that kind of ammunition?
You know, by the time we get to the off season, all these guys they just drafted will be eligible to be traded. I think when you add that to what was already in the system, a couple of guys emerging like Nate George. I mean, he's one of the top, absolute top prospects in the system. He's probably a top 100 prospect in baseball. I've seen him multiple times. There's not a whole lot he can't do. And I hope they give him a chance to come up to Aberdeen just for the very end of the season, just to give him a chance because he dominated low A. They've had a couple of guys emerge this year in the system, at least create some more value that, yeah, I think they could go out and trade for a starter. I mean, they need multiple starters. Yes. Right? What they did last offseason, or frankly didn't do last offseason, didn't work. Right? The reason they're in the situation they're in, the number one reason is they didn't go get pitching this past offseason. They need to go trade for a starter, and they need to go buy a starter. And I don't care what it costs. Like, this is where you are wasting the prime of some of the Adley, Gunner, et cetera. These guys, you have the Jackson now too, right? You have the core of a championship lineup. You don't even have the beginning of a championship rotation, and they need to address that before they address anything else.
Keith Law, The Athletic, preaching to the choir here on 105.7 The Fan. Keith, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yep, my pleasure.
There's Keith Law, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Nolan's going to talk about his epic production. That was the radio show this past Saturday. Got news from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Talk Ravens. Hear from Harbaugh. Hear more from Rashad Bateman and others. And also get into these quarterback tiers, buy or sell. Where's the Monday money? And then Vinny's off to one winning drive. And we'll get into more stuff with you here on 105.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.